Now saying that.
All right, so now look, this is Bernie, and I'm with a group of people, and I'll get their names from them, so I'm with. What is your name?
Your name is Caitlin, right?
Okay. And Aiden?
Yes, my name is Aiden.
And
Aiden.
Okay. And I'm Bernie. And we're talking, we had a look at Belinda Karani's Home Conscious. We looked at Belinda's stuff that she deals with online on Anchor. Amy, can you give me an overview? Like, how is she as a storyteller? What has she done?
Overall, she's a very coherent storyteller. Like, it's a very exact method she has to it. Nice flow. But personally, I think it's a bit too basic. Like, her transitions she uses are quite limited. It's just blank slide, maybe with like writing, saying what's happening. I think that's doing a lot of telling more so than showing. So possibly using overlay of the writing, but say it says ground plane, she shows the bottom of the stairs or something.
Yeah.
And pans around and gives more of a view of it. Instead of just saying, okay, ground plane now, and then she starts talking.
Okay. So do you think it should be done with a series of still images to do that, or a video of...
Possibly a video. She has a good few images where she just speaks over it, so more video in it's on YouTube, it's supposed to be video. So showing more video would be nice.
Okay. Aiden, technically, can you dissect how she's doing all this? Because you haven't seen the sound crew or stylist or her light crew or dolly cam operator. How do you think she's doing this?
I think she's doing it all by herself. It's a very classic YouTube thing to do. Just perfectly on her iPhone. She's using her AirBuds for audio, and it sounds fantastic. It doesn't pick up a lot of background noise. It's very focused on her. In terms of the video, it's fantastic. The audio gimbal, the gimbal stabilizer, I should say, is very... I would say that it's very classic now for YouTubers to have that, but it's perfectly smooth video, and very enjoyable. In terms of editing, it's also great. Amy picked up on it there. It's kind of bland at times. Yeah, a little bit, but I think she keeps it very coherent. She goes from one place to another very well.
Okay. Caitlin, do you have a perspective of, like, whether... I mean, you'd have to be interested in home design, or in moving, or in changing the color of your place to be interested in what she does. So would you think it's, without getting too critical, very basically only about home furnishing, or is there a story behind what she's doing? Is there a storytelling value to what she does? Can you see whether there's a chapters of a story? I mean, I asked you just look at one video clip, but did you recognize that there are actually other properties she was looking at and other places that she was profiling, or what do you think about when you think about her online presence?
I don't know how to say that.
Okay, what did you explore over? What did you see of what she does? Did you see her video work? Did you see her audio work at all as well?
Yes, I've seen both video and audio.
What is there a strength to either one of the two? Is there something that she does that you'd say, okay, she nails that? She nails the explanation of what's going on well, and that's clear. Or is there a strength to the work that you think is, you know, she does this really well? Is there a really strong point that she has?
She seems to be more explanatory in videos.
Okay.
It's kind of like easier for us to see what she's talking about.
Good.
And then when it comes to listening to her, it's hard to understand what she's on about. And certain
All right.
situations.
So you don't know, you wouldn't have known what she was doing unless you saw the video for what she's doing. Good point. I mean, Aiden, another way of looking at it is, Belinda, you're pretty boring unless we know what you're talking about. But I mean, like, did you go into her sound? You listened to some of the audio stuff. So do you know what country she's in?
I'd imagine she's from England.
Okay. Amy, did you pick up the fact that she's from a large city in England, or she's from the backwoods?
I say a larger city.
Okay, and why would you think that?
She comes across as being quite well-traveled. She knows a lot of different design.
So she's probably, like, looking for you.
Hey, it's Bernie Goldbach. I work with creative students, animators, creative multimedia students, digital art designers, game designers, and business students. We're looking at some stuff that flies through Anchor and also may appear on social media like on Twitter or Instagram, Pinterest, across on YouTube. And one of the voices that folks are listening to in my classrooms is Belinda Corani. Hi, Belinda. This is part two of a short segment that I'm doing on Belinda. Students are diving pretty deep, having a look at how Belinda tells stories and how she shows stuff instead of just telling you about them. It's a metric that we use when trying to build a really strong narrative. Not all the students absorb it, so they end up in our third year and they make really stupid short content pieces on animated footage, or the stuff they build for a third-year project doesn't really show something. It just kind of like as a hodgepodge of content. So to get around that, we provide a framework for showing how things might unfold and how things are done, as opposed to a checklist tick-off item of do this and get that. So anyway, it's academic, and what's clever is to know that there are people on Anchor who are more than academic in the way they produce content. Like Belinda, take a bow, Belinda Karani, Home Conscious on YouTube. I like her work, and I know the students did as well. The unfortunate thing is this. The content that we were trying to create around Belinda when recorded on my Android handset was chewed up because the Anchor app did not release a mic that I'd previously used on the handset. So I had to actually uninstall the app. That was Georgie D's advice. Well, that's what I had to do. Didn't matter who would have given me the advice. That's the only way it worked. And I installed a new Anchor app, which allows me to do interviewing things now. I'm not too sure I want to go to synchronous interviews, except when I can schedule them. Because if I let Anchor on all my devices and permitted some of the synchronicity that some people expect, like if I had to jump and do everything on the back of each email that came in, I'd never have any kind of flow going. So I'm kind of safeguarding sanity and space by now what's happening by actually turning off data. Friends of mine have gone so far as to delete Facebook and any other app that sent them a lot of notifications or drama. Belinda is somebody you can follow without getting drama, though. Well, no, that's not quite true. There's drama in joiners, aren't there? Isn't there, Belinda? There's drama in sparks, electricians. Gotta have the people doing work with you. Otherwise, there's drama for the stuff they don't do. And you can learn all that because Belinda shows how all those factors fit into place when doing home improvements in London. All right, got to do some work now. Thanks for listening to me meander about part two, Belinda. There'll be a part three and four, but it'll going to be another week or so because students are off for a week. It's Halloween break. I have to do some work, though. Bye for now.